Piano by David Litchfield. One day in the forest, a young bear cub found something he'd never seen before. What could the strange thing be, he thought. Shyly, he touched it with his stubby paws. Plonk! The strange thing made an awful sound. So the bear left. But the next day, he came back. And the day after that, too. And for days and weeks and months and years. Until eventually, the sound that came from the strange thing was beautiful, and the bear had grown big and strong and grizzly. When the bear played, he felt so happy. The sound took him away from the forest, and he dreamed of strange and wonderful lands. It wasn't long before the other bears in the forest were drawn to the clearing. Every night, a crowd gathered to listen to the magical melodies coming from the bear and the strange thing. Then one night, a girl and her father came across the clearing. They told the bear that the strange thing was a piano, and the sounds it made were music. Come to the city with us, they said. There's lots of music there. You can play grand pianos in front of hundreds of people, and hear sounds so beautiful they'll make your fur stand on end. The bear knew that if he left the forest, the other bears would miss him very much. But he longed to explore the world beyond the woods, to hear more wonderful music and play better than ever before. And before long, the bear's name was up in big bright lights in the big bright city. He played sold-out concerts in giant theatres. Every night he performed with such passion and such grace to wild applause and standing ovations and huge admiration. The bear recorded albums that went platinum, and he was interviewed for magazines. He won awards. He met new people every day and created headlines everywhere he went. The city was everything he'd hoped it would be. But deep down, something tugged at the bear's heart. He had fame and awards and all the music in the world, but he missed the forest. He missed his old friends. He missed his home. So the bear decided to go back. He speedily crossed the river and excitedly bounded into the forest. He couldn't wait to tell his friends about his time in the city. But when the bear reached the familiar clearing, it was empty. No piano, no bears, no anything. The bear started to worry that his friends had forgotten him or that they were angry that he'd left them behind. Then a friend stepped into the clearing. Hello, cried the bear. I'm back. I've missed you so much. Without saying a word, the grey bear ran back into the forest. Wait, called the bear. I'm sorry I left. Please stop. But his friend just kept running. The bear stumbled after him, moving deeper and deeper into the forest, until he saw something that made his fur stand on end. For the bear had not been forgotten. His friends weren't angry, they were proud. The bear realised that no matter where he went or what he did, they would always be there watching from afar. They'd even kept the piano safe in the shade, ready for his return. So after the bear had told his friends about his life in the city and the many concerts he had played, he sat down to play once more. This time, for the most important audience of all.